ओम शांति। ब्रह्म कुमार मोहन सिंह बाय केम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद ब्रह्म कुमार इन 1962 अबाउट 44 ईयर्स एगो। ही वॉज एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट ही वॉज एन इंस्ट्रूमेंटल इन ओपनिंग नंबर ऑफ सेंटर्स ऑफ बिहार असम गुजरात ऑफ डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ नॉर्थ इंडिया। प्रेजेंटली ही इज लुकिंग आफ्टर द ट्रेनिंग एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द इंस्टीट्यूशन and is Academy Coordinator of Academy for a Better World, Gyan Sarovar, Mount Abu. In 1962, while doing his graduation, he came in contact with Prajapita Brahma Kumaris, Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya, and since then he has been deeply involved with it. During 1985, in the National Year of Youth, when he was Secretary of Youth Wing, about 12 Padyatras were successfully organized from different parts of India. Since 1988, he is the National Coordinator of Scientist and Engineers Wing of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. He is also the member of governing body of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. Under his leadership, 7 environmental awareness campaigns have been organized in different states of India and abroad. He has participated in a number of national and international conferences and delivered lectures on HRD, management, environment, science, spirituality, meditation, and related subjects. He is an experienced trainer and conducts workshops and lectures on mind management, stress management, conflict resolutions, etc. He visited USA and UK in the year 2000 in connection with delivering a number of lectures on the about topics. As earlier, he visited Nepal also for this purpose. He has created a number of exhibitions on various themes such as industrial peace, children upliftment, youth development, etc. He has authorized 5 books also on themes like spiritual empowerment, global cooperation for a better world, new direction in education, science, spirituality, ethics, and environment and rural development. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Thank you, sister. Bab Dada, that's Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, always guide us towards our ultimate destination. We all know where we have to go, in which direction we have to proceed. But in spite of knowing all the aspects of spiritual knowledge, yoga, we sometimes feel that our speed is not as fast as what Baba wants. No doubt we all are moving ahead, but often Baba's murli reveal that Baba is not as satisfied. Though as per drama, whatever is there, that is the best. But nonetheless, there is a scope of moving ahead with faster speed. In February also, Baba said, Avyak Bab Dada, that still 1 month remains. You may all kindly recollect that during the month of December, in the end, Baba has given all of us 3 months to conquer our old sanskars, so that we feel that we are fulfilling Baba's wishes. After 2 months, Baba reviewed the situation, and during the month of February, Baba said that during last 2 months, though Baba has seen that children are doing Pursharat, but still there is lot of scope, and Baba reminded us that still 1 month is remaining, and during this month you conquer your old sanskars, and in this process conquer your thought process also. Baba often says that everything depends on our thoughts, because thoughts are the seed of all the activities and whatever we speak, and whatever the vibrations we spread. And today's topic is in that reference only, that how to become egoless. We all know that ego is represented by one of the alphabets. Which is that word? I, you see, the capital I. In English, I represents this ego. And this I has to be sublimed. Usually the ego is of some possessions what we are having. Our power, prestige, position, money, beauty, or whatever we feel that I am having this much and I feel proud of that quality, the ego develops. So how to come out from the garb of that ego? As I was telling, this capital I, this I represent, because I am such and such, I am beautiful, I am powerful, I am multi-millionaire, I am having this. So this I actually in some way, what way, represent ego. And this also provides us the solution. How to make this capital I, how to convert it into small I? Very simple. Even a small children who is going to first or second class or kindergartens, he may be able to tell how to convert this capital I into small I. Yes, very simple. Just in English, put a dot over it, and this capital I is converted into small I. So this provides one of the basic solution, that providing dot means remaining in this essence that I am soul, playing the part through this body. I am an actor. We all know about this one. So this is first and foremost step. But nonetheless, this is the last Pursharat also, because in the beginning we just try to understand that I am a soul. But as we enhance our practice, then ultimately we establish ourselves in that situation that I am really a soul. I have not to remind myself again and again. And I always feel that through these eyes the soul is seeing, through the ears the soul is listening, through the mouth the soul is speaking, and likewise. So this is first step. Baba practiced it. I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years. And simultaneously, I am lucky that on the last 2 days, that is on 17th and 18th January 1969, when Baba left his body, I was here in Madhuban, and I had this good fortune to be with Brahma Baba, and I could closely observe Baba's Karmatit stage, the final stage, which today we are going to discuss also. So Baba's first Pursharath, as early as in 1935-36, when Baba had some divine visions, and Baba came to this knowledge that I am soul. And Baba wrote down in diary, that diary is still available here with Ishudadiji. I am soul. Nirmala is soul. Jasoda is soul. Jasoda was Baba's Laukik wife. Nirmala, Nirmal Shanta, his daughter. Likewise, Baba practiced it by writing again and again. I am soul, he is soul, she is soul. And wherever one's intellect goes, there Baba wrote down that he is soul, he is soul, he is soul. So that Baba established himself that not only I am soul, he is soul, she is soul, that everybody whom I am coming into contact, they are also souls. So the result was that with this Pursharath, Baba had established himself that he is soul, and with whomsoever he used to meet, they also used to feel that they are souls. Because whatever my stage is there, temporarily I can affect the stage of the others who come in contact with me. Whenever we used to meet Brahma Baba, Baba always used to, oh dear children, sweet children, Baba used to spread his hand. And with this one we automatically used to be pulled towards Baba, just a sort of magnetic pulling. Because Baba's vibrations were so powerful that even if we are in the body consciousness stage, but Baba's soul consciousness stage was so powerful that Baba will say, oh dear children, lovely children, sweet children. And we used to go in the lap of Brahma Baba. So let me introspect myself again and again, that when I am following Brahma Baba's footsteps, that my stage is becoming gradually like this, that I am able to change the environment close to me, whom so come in my contact, they forget about their body. When they come near to me, they feel those powerful and pious vibrations. This is one of the scales to check my advancement. And this will be possible when I am not having the feeling of my body. I am soul consciousness in that stage. I try to establish in that one. So first Baba practiced this much again and again to become egoless, means ego of the body. Baba was also multi-millionaire. He was doing, as we all know, the business of diamonds and jewelry and all. He was having very high contacts with the kings, queens of that time period. But when Baba came to this knowledge, Baba withdrew himself from that business, first mentally, so he could devote more time towards his personal Purusharth. So that is in first diary, Baba has written completely again and again. There is also another diary available with Ishu Dadi. You may be knowing about that one. What is written in that diary? Baba used to have the court and meeting with his subtle mind, intellect and sanskars, which Baba has said number of times in different murlis. Have the meeting, have the court with these of three or subtle powers. So in the beginning when Baba came in contact, when at that time, when Baba realized that I am soul, I am the king, and this mind or intellect, they are my subjects. They are the faculties of the soul. But usually what has happened in life, that the king has come in control of the subordinate, the mind. So Baba is talking, Baba is speaking with the mind. Oh mind, though I am the king, the soul king, you are my subordinate. But you have been so far guiding me all along, and I have been following you. But now I tell you, oh my mind, that now I am establishing myself into my power. I am the king. You have to obey me. Whatever the soul gives order, oh mind, you have to obey. So far I have been following, now I will not follow you. Now you have to follow me. So Baba is just talking with his mind. Similarly, Baba is talking with his intellect. Oh, my intellect, you have always also been following the mind, whatever the thoughts were generated, the weak thoughts. You have also been following the mind. But now I tell you very clearly that I am the king. Now I have established myself in my this power. Now you have also to obey me. So Baba is talking with his mind, with his intellect, so that the soul, the authority of the soul is established over the mind and intellect. Now in this Iron Age, in general, even sometimes if we want to do something good, but our old sanskar, our old thinking process, our weak intellect, they just push towards the same direction what we have been doing so far. Though even we want to do Purusharth, but sometimes we feel that it is always not possible. So we have to daily meet with our mind, intellect, and give the account, exchange the account of the whole day, to remind myself that I am the king, not the mind or intellect, but I am the master. And that what exactly Baba did. And in this big diary, Baba has written completely about these two things. I am soul, such and such soul. And Baba is talking with his mind, intellect and sanskars. Oh, my old sanskars, you have been pulling me towards the vices, towards the weaknesses. But now I am establishing myself. And now whatever I order you, whatever I guide you, you have to obey me. So like this, Baba was talking again and again to bring himself out from the body consciousness towards the soul consciousness. We have also to evolve our own methodology or follow this Baba's practice. Because usually we all have been, must have been the students, and to remember something, it is better that we write a thing again and again. If we write, then that thing gets imprinted in the mind and it helps us in the time of need. Because usually what happens, Baba often says that you all are having theoretical knowledge, you all are having powers. But what happens that when you require some powers, some divine these powers, power to tolerate or power to wind up, at that time, though you very much wish, but that power you are not able to utilize it. What is the reason? Though the power is there, we know theoretically, but practically, if suppose some waste thoughts are coming continuously and I want to come out, but sometimes I am not able to come out. Those thought process, that chain, continuously it is becomes a vicious circle, and again those thoughts, weak thoughts come. Why? Baba said, because you are not ordering these powers by sitting on the throne of your stage. In general also, in worldly sense also, if somebody is having some power, some minister is there, king is there, as long as he is minister or king, everybody obeys him. But if he becomes the former, if he goes out of that power, then even if he wants to order somebody, people may not obey. The same thing happens with us. That we order the power, I want to come out from the vicious circle of these waste thoughts. But since I am not established myself in the stage, in that power, so these power, they don't obey me. So I have to, if suppose sometimes some waste thoughts are going on, and Baba in the last Murli has also said that whenever some celebration is there, you cut the cake, you dance, some music is there and so many thoughts. So we have to cut the cake. Which cake? Yes, cake of waste thoughts. Thought is at the seed of all the activities. So if once I am able to manage my mind, my thought process, my feelings, my emotions, then everything is conquered. So in the nature, in this egoless stage, this is one of the practices which we all are supposed to do. That establishing myself in the stage of soul consciousness, and daily because it is said also, practice makes the man perfect. So again and again, I have to have the meeting with these subordinates, again and again. And thinking that, oh, I am the king, I am sitting on the throne, and this mind, intellect, sanskars, etc., different powers, they are sitting. I am in the position of ordering them. And I establish in that stage and then order them. You will find that with small practice, little practice, as and when you require to call that power, immediately we will feel that, oh, I am able to call that power and that is working. Baba used to do this thing. But time is required for that one. What I mean by this time? Because this practice has to be continuous. Even while we are working, while we are doing some things, these things are required. In Baba, we have seen that when the party used to come, Baba used to be either in his room or the history hall or in the hut in Madhuban. And when we used to go to Baba, then the sister in charge, the Brahmani, or we will tell Baba, Baba. Then though Baba is with open eye, using normal, just looking, but Baba often used to get a sort of jerk. As mentally he was somewhere, though physically he was here before us. Yes, oh, did you say something, dear children? So mentally Baba used to be, as and when the small time, and that is also said in the time management also, that unless we use this fragmented time, this small time, we usually expect that if I get half an hour or 1 hour or some, then we practice meditation. But in between also, whatever the fragmented time, small time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes is there. And nowadays the good practice is going on here in Madhuban and in Shantivan also. Hourly, the record reminds us for 1 minute only, and then each and every hour. So we have seen that this has helped us a lot in transforming our stage. So time to time, whenever some 5 minutes are available, at that time also practice this thing. And let me introspect myself that whether I have to do Purusharat, I have to do from this world, physical world, to subtle world. Or it takes time to come from the subtle world to this physical world. What I mean by this? That even if we are doing some jobs, something, as Baba used to do Brahma Baba, that is why he achieved his Karmatit stage gradually, though so much workload was there of the whole institution. But whatever the time used to be available when Baba even walking, then mentally Baba used to be there, physically, though he may be here. So let me introspect whether it takes time to me to go mentally out of from this physical world to the mental world, or the vice versa. And we all will agree that it takes time for us to go from this world to that world. So towards this egoless stage, this is also one of the efforts, Purusharat. Periodically, continuously, whatever time, even in between 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, because this practice will help us a lot. Because Baba has said that these waste thoughts and old sanskar, they are likely to deceive you in the last paper, final paper. Because if this practice is not there to come out of the waste thoughts and old sanskars, then in the end, when there will be so much the natural calamities or upheavals or disturbances, then these old sanskars will come and they will not allow us to establish ourselves in our subtle stage. So, Baba was doing this practice also. What further I saw in Baba, Brahma Baba, towards the last stage, that whenever we used to meet Baba, Baba always used to ask, yes, what is the service? And he used to exchange the pleasantries. And Baba was also very humorous also. But as Baba was approaching, advancing towards his Karmatit stage, I noticed one thing. And even during the last few months, that we used to go to Baba with some questions. I will ask Baba about this one. We used to go before Baba. Baba used to give little drishti like that. And Baba's method was also very simple because his drishti was so powerful. Whenever he used to conduct yoga, in class he used to come, Baba will give drishti like this, 2-3 seconds with one. And his drishti used to revolve around all the children and again, not at one place more than maybe 5-10 seconds or so. So powerful drishti. So, whenever we used to go to Baba, then during the last stages, last maybe 1 or 2 years also, that we used to go to Baba, having some questions in our mind. Baba will give little drishti and then Baba will say, okay, you have come for this question. Okay, do like this, this will happen like this. So Baba used to tell our whatever in our mind also very clearly, but in 1 or 2 words. And again Baba used to set himself in that subtle stage. Means for work also, Baba used to come in his body, do the work, immediately go away. Then again and again. So this practice was very perfect in Baba. So once it has happened, twice happened, thrice, given I went before Baba with some questions, and bas Baba gave drishti and Baba, oh, you have come for this thing, okay, do like this, this will be like this. So I was not able to understand how Baba is able to just read within 1 second, read the mind, whatever is going on. But later on I was told by our senior dadis also that when one is advancing towards the Karmatit stage, then it is just like a process of clean water. As if suppose some water is very clean, we can see our face in the water. But if you put it some stone or some waves are generated, some ripples are generated in the water, then we can't see our face very clearly. Similarly, if my mind is very clean, I am not having my thoughts. What I mean by that, thoughts will always be there. But I have got control over my thoughts. Then I can read the thoughts of others and accordingly I can fulfill their desires. Because unless I am able to read their thoughts, this is the process which is going to be widespread in the later time, in the time to come. Because people will be coming before us with so many desires. Somebody will come with the desire of peace, somebody will come of happiness, tranquility, love, power, with so many things. But unless I am able to read their desire, how can I fulfill? And Baba often says in Murli that if suppose you are thirsty, and if somebody offers a variety of foods to you, it is not going to give you satisfaction. But the satisfaction will be achieved from a few drops of water. So right thing at right time. So if somebody is coming, peacelessness is there, then if he is coming, if I know, because there won't be any time for the person, hundreds and thousands of persons will be coming, and we should be able to know by subtle vibrations that fellow is coming for peace, he is coming for contentment, he is coming for power. And accordingly, then if I radiate, they will feel satisfaction. They will be feeling happy. And that what Baba also said in the last Murli also, that when our pictures, our statues in the temples and other places, worshipping places, they radiate so much vibrations, people come with so much desires, they worship and they feel that their desire is getting fulfilled. So even when our statues, our pictures, they are able to do this job, then when we are here in this body, actually, I must be able to fulfill their desires. Because in the end, this will be the part. And then only everywhere Baba's pratyakshta will be there. Everybody will come to know about Baba. You see. So this is just like as conquering the old sanskar, old nature, by practicing this one. And as we conquer these our vices, these our old sanskar, then they will be getting control over the karma bhog, whatever the body faces, body practice. Karma bhog means different settlements, karmic accounts, karmic settlements. So, and the same thing we observed in the last Murli on 18th January when Baba came and Baba was revealing the Murli. Baba was quite old, 93 years, but very active. It was season of the, you see, winter season, January month. And usually Baba was having sore throat, just as today I am having little sore throat. But Baba used to have continuously that sore throat. But in the Karmatit stage, 18th January night, when Baba was giving Murli, not a single time Baba had the feeling of sore throat. And if you listen the audio cassette of Baba of 18th January last Sakar Murli, there not a single time Baba was having that feeling. Because his karmic accounts were settled and his yoga power has conquered his karmic accounts. And as we become the conqueror of our old nature, human nature, our vicious nature, then this will be reflected also in conquering the outer nature also. You see, the nature word is having two meanings, as Baba has given us, nature word this. One meaning is our this human nature, our sanskar, whatever we speak, what nature. And the other nature is external nature, five elements of nature. The fire, water, air, ether, etc. So that what we observed also, because on 18 January when Baba came to give the Murli, in Madhuvan also there are three, you see, sandalis, where in one Baba used to sit, in another Mama used to sit, and the middle one, It used to remain empty, and whenever some parties used to come, then children used to come, give their introduction before Baba Mama, and then used to take their seats. And on 18 January also Baba came. And earlier on 18 January Baba did not give his murli. Morning time Baba only had the meditation. Though again and again Baba, it was just giving impression that Baba wants to speak. But that day only Shiv Baba, through Brahma Baba, gave only the divine light, the might, power to everyone. And in the morning Baba did not utter a single word in the murli. But in the evening Baba said, oh, today Baba will take the class little early. And usually the class starts after 9 o'clock in the night, but that day the class started around 8:15 or so, as Baba called everybody, and then Baba came in the class. Baba gave the murli, and most of what Baba spoke that day, that is written on our Tower of Peace, Shanti Stam, like that. Then Baba went out. And that day, just Baba was giving drishti only. After that also, Kumarka Dadi, our Dadi Prakash Maniji, was sitting. So and again Baba's drishti was going to her. So Baba was giving power to her. More time drishti. And then again Baba's drishti was revolving, again going. And like that, in the end Baba said, okay, Baba takes leave. And then, as we all know, that day Baba left the body. But how Baba conquered this nature, means external nature also, internal nature, that is our Purusharth. But how to conquer these five elements of nature, external natures? So that day when Baba left the body, 18th January, everybody was informed. And from everywhere the telegram, telephones were coming, you keep the body, we are coming, coming. So Baba's body was kept till 21st afternoon. 19th, 20th, 21st, like that. But as I was here, I am an eyewitness to it, that Baba's body was so flexible. You see, even after 3 days, you see, Baba's body was shining. No disintegration of the body. No injection was given. Babu is isolated place. No injection was given. No medicine was applied. But Baba's body was very, very flexible. Lighting still, giving light. And it was just giving the impression as Baba will again get up and as usual say, oh, come on dear children, extending his hand, and so much enlightened. Medically I inquired from number of persons, they say it is not possible that after the death body doesn't get stiff. Body gets stiff. But I saw on 21st afternoon when the body was consumed to flame, Baba's body was very... So that shows that Baba has conquered these five external elements of nature. The water, ether and earth, like that. So how to conquer this one also? because this comes also because unless we are able to conquer these five external elements of nature, our journey remains incomplete. So how to conquer this one? So one simple way is making friendship with these elements. You see, how to make friendship with water, how to make friendship with earth, etc. What does it mean? Making friendship means to match our sanskar with the sanskar of these elements, to see how much my sanskar are matching with the sanskar, with the qualities, properties of water, earth, wind, ether, fire, etc. Because in the end, so many natural calamities will come, and these natural calamities will be responsible for taking the lives of people. But if we had made friendship with these elements, then a friend never takes the life of a friend. It helps indeed. So how to match the sanskar? Very simple. Water, huh? What are the qualities of water? Yes, cool. What else? One thing is flexibility. You see, water, in whatever utensil you take the water, it will acquire the shape. If you are taking in this glass, it will adjust itself because due to flexibility. So if my nature is also very flexible, if I can adjust with any soul, with any environment, and this flexibility, this nature of coolness, nature of always advancing, because water always advances. Whatever the big boulder, etc., or some obstacles come in the path of water, water will make its own way, it will go continuously move. What else? Because if water is stagnated, then some germs, etc., they are generated, bad smell comes out. So if suppose these germs of, say, small jealousy, hatred, ego, or like that, these vices, I feel that these vices are still there in me, it means my journey advancement has somewhere either stagnated, it has stopped, and that is why these germs are coming up. So making friendship with water means to inculcate the virtues of flexibility, to inculcate the coolness of water, always advancing. Water also cleans. If you just clean, you have to clean something, you throw the water. Moreover, if fire is to be extinguished, the water is used. So if somewhere some people are there and we feel that the coolness, they are suffering from some vices, then this coolness, this habit, this waters, if I have inculcated these virtues and if I am able to cool down others, then it means I am making friendship with water. And whatever the flood may be there or tsunamis there, whatever, but that will not be able to take my life. Because Baba has said that at the right moment, right touching will be there to those children who are viceless. And if when the right touching is there, automatically their foots will be towards that direction, which will be a safe one. Number of times Baba has said. So I have to be like that so that these qualities of water I am able to inculcate. Similarly, with other, what is the quality of earth? Because so many earthquakes, etc. Earthquake will also be a major reason for the mass destruction. So, what is the quality of earth? Yes, sustenance. It is actually, if we see, it is a giver, the Mother Earth. Always gives. You put a single seed in this one, earth, the whole tree, plant will come out and that will give thousands of seeds. So if I am also establishing myself in the habit of giving, whatever to whom I come in contact, if I am able to give. Give not only means the physical plane, but giving also the love, affection, the whatever the subtle qualities and powers and virtues Baba has said. So if I radiate, I establish myself in that stage and then radiate this towards the soul of the earth, it means I am a giver. And if I am matching my this sanskar with the Mother Earth, then it is as just like I am making friendship with the earth. So earth is also having the tolerance, you see, so much. So the power of tolerance, the habit of always giving like that. So these are some of the qualities. We can go in detail with all the five elements, what the qualities they are having. Similarly, the air, the wind, what is the quality it is having? Yes, it takes everything up, light, very light. Yes, so if I also inculcate this habit, the whatever the difficult situation, circumstances are there, but I don't become heavy, I remain light. And if I am light, the light thing always go higher and higher, and the heavy things comes down towards the earth. So let me always remain light. If I am light, then I can measure this one, that I don't become heavy. That particular situation or circumstances or event doesn't come again and again to my mind. I am able to put a full stop in that one. It means I am light. So even when there will be so many cyclones will be there, so many these five elements when the upheavals are there, but whatever the speed of the cyclone or tsunami or earthquake, but they will be rather helping me in achieving my karmatit stage and not responsible of taking my life. Similarly, fire. Fire is represented in the form of sun, you see. So Baba says that you should be just like having this yoga fire, yog bhatti. Whomsoever come in contact, because the fire is having a quality that whatever is put in it, its form changes, it purifies, form changes. So the people, peacelessness, the people with so much unhappiness, the weeping people come, they go with full of happiness. Their form changes by coming in contact with me. People will come with so many problems, but once when they come before me, they get the solutions and they go back. These are subtle things which are going to play their part as the time is advancing again and again. Whatever the time is there before, this is for our Pursharat. And in fact, Baba has said that we should not devote much time for our Pursharat. Now our each and every step should be towards the giving for the humanity, other souls. Because in that one also, our Pursharat is automatically counted. So like that, these five elements, the water, earth and ether, what is there in that one? Unlimited ether. And how we are utilizing this unlimited space? By putting the satellites, and with that satellites, through the satellites, we are able to communicate with in any corner of the world within no time. We can see what is happening because those satellites are there, waves are sent, they come back and we can see the event, we can feel the event, we can listen the event. Similarly, I have to become so much unlimited, my heart should be so much widened, broad-minded, broad-hearted, that I establish communication with all the souls of the earth. Baba often says, are you not able to listen to the cries of the people of these worlds? People are crying. You should be able to listen now. And if I am able to listen, then I can provide the solution also. So what is required is that more as more and more broad-minded, broad-hearted I become, I am able to see the whole world. And then only I can provide the solution. This is all on subtle level, you see. On subtle level, because one Purusharth on this gross level and other on the subtle level. And this egoless stage and other vices, in the macro form we are able to conquer them. But in the micro form, if they still remain, then they again and again erupt. And that what we feel. For some sanskar we feel, oh, I have conquered it. But when the situation is like that, ripe, at that time suddenly that old sanskar again erupts, comes. So our Purusharth has to be both at the gross level as well as on the subtle level to conquer this subtlety of the old sanskars. And that what Baba wants. And with these Purusharaths, and that is why, as I was telling you, that Baba was having all these qualities. I had the good fortune to be with him, and number of times I have seen him. And this, so much broad-minded, so much openness, Baba, transparency in his life. All these things were there, and that is why Baba could conquer the external nature also, along with the internal nature, along with the old sanskar, the ego and other things, the external, this thing. So that is what is required now, Baba expects from us. And if our Purusharth is in this direction, naturally we will come out as the conqueror of our old sanskar and old nature, inner nature, as well as the external nature. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Any questions, please? Otherwise, we sit in yoga meditation for 2 minutes. Yes. Yes. Our body is made up of these elements. And that is why the souls, that is the inner nature, is in very close contact with this external nature. The outer nature is manifested in the form of this body. So this is the first environment. And that is why both are having very close contact with each other. So this is our 5 elements. Okay? Om Shanti.